Before he started co-writing, "I Wish to Apologize to the People of Illinois," Andrew Gallant says he didn't pay all that much attention to Illinois politics. Sure, he voted for president.
But honestly, like, civic politics? Not at all. I knew nothing about Chicago politics.
He did know that the city's parking meter deal was annoying. Chicago ceded its meter rights to a private company for 75 years in exchange for a lot of cash up front. The company hiked meter rates. It's now $2 an hour to park on any of the main streets in Wicker Park, where Gallant's play is staged. Gallant says it's the sort of thing anyone can relate to.
We feel that momentary annoyance. I've just paid $6 for 2 hours of parking.
Without asking, why on earth did parking get so expensive?
This whole process of working on this play and sort of seeing how the nitty-gritty, like, state and city politics works on a daily level, and seeing how we get from sort of the point A to point B, you know, point A of, like, somebody getting a kickback or somebody getting this, somebody getting that, turning down to, like, trickling down to me, now I have to pay this thing and be annoyed by this thing. I'm paying a lot closer attention to that.
Now this could only happen to a guy like me, and only happen in a town like this. So may I say to each of you most gratefully, as I throw each one of you a kiss.
Chicago, the kind of town, the kind of state, really, where a self-admitted drug addict like Stu Levine could be worth $70 million, money he made by bribing politicians, by gaining the trust of a dying friend only to bilk the pal's kids of millions, and by using his appointments on various state boards to extort cash. As a trustee on boards like the teacher's retirement system, Levine could ensure that friends' companies got contracts, because after all, if he looked after them, they would look after him. The likes of which are all detailed by Levine himself in real life, in court transcripts, and his eventual plea agreement. Early in the play, there is a scene in which prosecutors come to Levine's fancy Highland Park home to coax him into cooperating.
From this second forward, the life you've been leading has been irrevocably altered. We're giving you this choice because we know you can be of use to us.
Gallant and the co-writer of the play, Tim Toohey, a one-time press secretary for former Governor Jim Edgar, used those court transcripts as well as newspaper articles to detail the whole string of kickbacks and setups. They're made sense of in the play through a generic journalist who serves as a narrator.
So what Stewart did was give us the inside story as told by a quintessential political insider. When he took that stand, I swear you could hear shallow breathing in government offices and back rooms from Springfield to Chicago, because what he knew was how the real game was played. It was like a live grenade going off in the most crowded of courtrooms, crowded with names like Cellini, Rezko, Verdoliak.
Power brokers with whom Levine once rubbed elbows. The play traces some of their schemes. At one point, Levine and Rezko plot over dinner.
There's 7 million, and it's 3.5 million each.
This is good.
It's pure greed, pure abuse of power. As the narrator says, it may all be well and good to climb to the top in the business world by doing favors for friends, but on state boards, when it's taxpayers' money, it's no longer acceptable to move your pal's bid to the top of the pile. That's illegal.
In the case of the United States versus William Cellini,
the court sentences you to 1 year and 1 day in prison next.
In the case of the United States versus Anton and Tony Rezko,
the court sentences you to 10.5 years in prison. Next.
And ultimately?
In the case of the United States versus Rod Blagojevich,
the court sentences you to 14.5 years in prison.
After about 8 years of working with the feds, prosecutors asked that Levine be given a lenient sentence. After using his political influence for personal gain, he turned around and used it for their gain. By cooperating with them, Levine brought his old friends down with him.
Cheer up, honey, I hope you can.
I also wish to apologize to the people of Illinois. I have used you, stolen from you, and cheated you, and I have done so with malice. But I also love the city and the state. I always loved them.
It's a production that leaves behind a trail of disgust.
There's something.
Dave Grierson came in from Madison, Wisconsin for a recent Saturday night show.
If it's this deep, then, you know, this is just sort of the surface, right? And maybe this is the modus operandi of things that the public doesn't really see about, right? So if it's that well established, it's been there for a long time. and changing it is going to be maybe not possible.
But for many audience members, there's also a tinge of sympathy. In the play, which again mirrors reality, Levine lands a job at a mall kiosk selling electronic cigarettes. Divorced, broke, beaten. His shattered life, theater, for old friends like Jeff Rockman of Evanston.
I knew Stuart.
How did you know Stuart?
He was a roommate in college.
Rockman says they didn't keep in touch much after they graduated from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, and he has a hard time connecting this Stu Levine he knew in the late 60s with his persona now. Rockman says although he's unhappy with Illinois politics, there's part of him that feels sorry for Levine.
He made some horrible choices. His life is ruined, and you can't feel angry at a person like that. They've paid the price.
I think we like to sit on the outside and point black and white, right and wrong, and make easy answers about things. And I don't think that there are easy answers at all. And I think that's what we, more than anything, that's what we try to do with this play, is we try to put the audience in the gray and make them figure the way out.
Again, play director Andrew Gallant.
In the process of writing this play, I kept running into the question of what would I do if I were on a board and like my friend put in a proposal. I can't honestly say that I wouldn't push my friend's proposal forward.
But also in the process of writing the play, Gallant says he's become more invested in state and city politics. When things like the parking meters get messed up, he says it's people's job to do more than just get annoyed. Because all of those insider deals, those supposed victimless crimes, trickle down to real people who don't want to have to literally pay the meter for their politicians' dirty deeds. That's when it's time to make politicians and their lesser-known cronies apologize. I'm Amanda Vinicky. There's something